咁我哋落去议程项目嘅第三项，就系考虑呢个洪水桥同埋下村嘅分区计划大纲草图嘅申述嘅。咁啊，睇下有冇委员有利益申报。
系，唔该主席。咁我有一啲嘅委员嘅利益申报要报告噶。咁首先咧就系有关洪水桥下村分区计划大纲图咧，其实主要嘅修订项目咧包括几项重要嘅修订噶。咁咧第一就系喺洪水桥下村嘅新发展区咧，有23公顷嘅地方咧，我哋就將它改劃了做洪水橋的產業園的用地啦。另外呢就在洪水橋第 4B 區呢就有3個地盤呢，我們就將它的發展密度提高了，是以支援一個智慧綠色環保運輸系統的一個財務的安排啦。另外在第34E 區呢就有一個重置消防局和救護站的一個地盤啦。咁以上嗰兩個項目咧，其實佢嗰個可能性研究咧都係由土木工程拓展處去進行嘅。咁其中咧奧雅立啦係佢哋嘅一個顧問公司嚟嘅。咁另外第四個修訂項目咧係有關於小組委員會，即係香RNTPC 先前咧就係批准咗一個第12A 條嘅一個改劃申請啦，係有關於博愛醫院嘅一個重建計劃嚟嘅。咁佢哋咧嘅顧問咧係包括 P&T Architects 同埋 Engineers Limited Company 嘅。咁另外就係 AECOM 亦都係佢哋嘅顧問公司。咁以下呢啲委員咧係需要申報利益嘅。咁首先係主席啦，咁另外係兩位處長，即係 Tom 同埋 Morris 啦。咁另外Timothy 啦、Ryan 啦、Eric 啦、Gary 張恩宇先生，咁同埋 Dr. Kelvin Leung 啦，咁仲有 Wilson 啦，咁佢哋都係北部都會區諮詢委員會嘅委員，又或者咧係小組委員會工作小組或者係啲專責小組嘅成員嚟嘅。咁另外Tony 咧現時同土託處啦，咁同埋係 PNT 同埋 AECOM 咧都有業務嘅往來，過往亦都同奧雅立有業務嘅往來啦。咁另外Daniel Zhong咧就係前土託處處長啦。咁另外Vincent咧係博愛醫院安全委員會嘅委員啦，同埋現時同AECOM 咧有業務嘅往來嘅。咁我哋知悉Tony 同埋Ryan 咧就今日係因事未能出席今日嘅會議啦。咁另外主席啦、兩位處長啦、Timothy 啦、Eric 啦、Gary 啦、Kelvin 啦、Wilson 啦，咁佢哋嘅一個利益衝突係間接嘅。咁另外如果Daniel Zhong 咧佢係對項目B1B2 即係嗰3個地盤係冇參與嘅話咧，咁另外Vincent 咧就同Item D 咧都係冇參與嘅話咧，咁亦都係可以留喺度處理呢個嘅項目嘅。咁應該阿 Vincent 應該今日係未能出席今日嘅會議嘅。咁我報告嘅係咁多啦，唔該主席。
好，歡迎各位出席我哋今日嗰個聆聽會啦，歡迎申訴人啦，同埋政府嘅同事。咁除咗規劃處專員佢哋嘅團隊，今日仲有發展局啊、土託處啊，同埋顧問嘅團隊嘅。咁我花少少時間講下一啲關於流程嘅嘢先。咁秘書處咧就之前咧已經即係通知曬所有嘅申訴人啦，邀請佢哋出席今日嗰個聆聽會嘅。咁除咗已經登記咗話會出席，咁其他申訴人咧都係話唔會出席或者冇話回覆嘅。咁我哋就會喺呢個基礎上啦，去舉行我哋嗰個聆聽會。咁咧一陣咧嗰個流程會係咁樣嘅。首先咧，規劃處嘅同事咧會就住申述嘅內容咧去做一個簡介啦。咁然後咧，我就會邀請申述人去做佢嘅口頭陳述啦。咁有10分鐘嘅發言時間，咁我哋都有個計時器咧。喺臨滿呢個10分鐘之前嘅2分鐘，同埋滿咗呢10分鐘咧，我哋都會提醒大家嘅。咁喺嗰個申述人嘅口頭陳述完畢之後咧，我哋會有個答問嘅環節。咁咧，到時咧，城規會嘅委員就有機會向 政府嘅團隊或者申述人咧去提出問題嘅。咁喺呢個答問環節完成咗之後咧，咁我就會邀請大家離開嗰個會議場地啦。咁城規會嘅委員咧就會進行內部討論。咁我哋都會喺適當嘅時候咧通知大家咧城規會嘅決定嘅。咁我而家先將嘅時間咧就交俾規劃專員。
多謝主席。咁今日我上嚟咧，就同委員去簡介翻城市規劃嗰、個委員嗰文件咧，第11064號，考慮有關洪水橋及下村分區計劃大綱草圖編號 SHSK 嘅申述嘅。咁洪水橋及下村分區計劃大綱草圖啦，就喺今年嘅3月20號啦，就按照城規條例嘅第5條啦，就展示咗。咁就牽涉5個修訂項目啦，咁就係熒光幕上嘅 A 至 E 嘅。咁而今次嗰個大綱草圖咧，亦都修訂咗相關嘅註釋同埋說明書嘅。咁喺呢2個月嘅法定展示期間咧，我哋總共收到4份嘅申述。咁喺我簡介有關嘅申述內容之前，我首先再簡介翻嗰5個修訂項目。咁第一個咧就係項目 A 啦，咁就係關於洪水橋嘅產業園嘅。咁洪水橋下村新發展區咧，就係北部都會區嘅高端產業服務及物流樞紐啦。咁喺熒光幕上咧，大家都見到呢個位置打星星嘅位置咧，就係發展區嗰個西北面嘅位置。咁其實咧，佢個位置咧好優越嘅，就係可以通過港深西部公路啦，去連接翻深圳啦，同埋亦都向南咧就係全港各區嘅，咁咧就係有助增加加快一個北部都會區嗰個產業嗰個發展。咁考慮到呢個優越嗰個位置啦，咁其實我哋嗰個發展區嘅西北邊咧已經係預留咗一個洪水橋產業園嗰個發展噶啦。咁喺今年年初啦，洪水橋產業園公司啦已經正式成立咗，咁就會去負責發展啦、管理啦，同埋營運洪水橋產業園嘅。咁為咗推動產業園嗰個發展啦，咁我哋已經將有關嘅土地咧係劃定為產業園專屬用途嘅地帶，去提供翻土地嗰個用途個彈性啦，係有助招商引資嘅。咁喺熒光幕上咧，亦都見到拍攝咗嘅照片啦，咁就見到其實現時嗰個用地咧係空置嘅，又或者被一啲構築物咧佔用住嘅。咁將來咧會騰翻空出嚟咧，去配合翻呢個長遠嘅發展啦。而周邊環境嚟講咧，北邊咧係天然嘅山坡啦，而南邊咧都係一啲物流嘅用地同埋身為污水處理廠嘅，大致上咧都係遠離民居同埋大型嘅住宅發展嘅。咁現時咧喺大綱草圖咧，佢已經改劃咗做係其他指定用途註明產業園嘅地帶噶啦。咁最高建築物高度咧係維持不變嘅，即係不高於主水平基準上120米。而為咗提供最大嘅彈性啦，咁今次大綱草圖咧係不設地積比率限制啦。咁但係咧個說明書咧亦都定明咗有關嘅地帶咧係可以提供大概有161萬嘅平方米咧嘅總樓面面積嘅，就相當於係原本嗰個地積比率限制7倍計算出嚟嘅。咁產業園裏面咧，每一幅地塊嘅產業用途啦、佈局啦，同埋發展密度咧，都會將由產業園公司咧喺詳細設計同埋落實階段去決定。咁如果真係要進一步再增加嗰個發展密度啦，倡議人咧係需要確定有關嘅建議咧喺技術上咧係可行，亦都要符合相關嘅政府部門嗰個要求嘅。而准許用途方面啦，已經容納咗多種嘅高增值同埋智能嘅產業用途咧，亦都包括埋其他配套用途同埋附屬設施噶啦。咁至於第二項咧，就係牽涉 B 1同 B 2嘅，咁就係為咗一個智慧綠色集體運輸系統提供一個財務資助，去提高翻住宅地帶嗰個發展密度嘅。咁咧喺政府咧喺將會喺今年咧就住智慧綠色集體運輸系統咧會進行招標啦。咁政府咧亦都物色咗3幅位於喺規劃區4B， 即係熒光幕上紅色斜洞嘅位置啦，依3幅啦，作為一個住宅用地做一個更加高密度的私人住宅发展，咁就会考虑将佢哋嘅发展权啦，俾未来嘅专营公司啦，就为呢个智慧绿色集体运输系统咧，系提供翻呢个财务嘅资助， 亦都会为洪水桥下村新发展区啦，同埋元朗南新发展区一带咧，系提供一个轻便同埋环保嘅交通接驳服务嘅。咁现时嘅大江草图咧，亦都改咗去作为住宅甲类绿啦，个最高地积比率系为 5.2 倍，同埋个最高建筑物高度咧，亦都修改做不高于主水平基准上120米嘅。咁至于荧光幕上粉红色嘅位置咧，但依啲咧系一啲现有道路啦，同埋将来会加阔嘅行人路同埋道路嘅。咁我哋都将改咗做显示为道路嘅地方。咁航攝照片咧拍攝到啦，見到咧其實而家個土地咧主要都係一啲貨倉啊、儲物啊，同埋一啲寮屋啊，同埋臨時嘅構築物嚟嘅。咁北邊咧同埋西北邊咧就係田心村同埋新屋里村啦。咁而南邊同埋東邊咧就係一啲中密度嘅住宅項目啦。而西南邊咧就係一啲咧係已經規劃咗係高密度嘅公司型房屋嚟噶啦。咁我哋咧亦都為咗項目 B1B2 咧進行咗相關嘅技術評估咧，證明係技術上係可行啦。咁熒光幕上咧亦都顯示咗佢嘅初步嗰個發展方案啦。咁預計咧係可以提供到3070个单位嘅。至於第三個咧，就係項目 C 啦，咁就係位於規劃區第34E区嘅南面啦，咁就係已經納入咗洪水橋下村新發展區嘅片區開發嗰個試點噶啦。咁較早之前啦，政府考慮咗嗰個市場反應之後咧，就將規劃區第34E区嘅北面，即係呢一個位置啦，就根據咗批獲准咗嘅16条嘅規劃申請編號 AHSK 505咧，係做一個高密度嘅私人住宅用途噶啦，去配合翻洪水橋片區嗰個推行嘅。咁由原先喺依一個地點嘅設施啦，即係消防總局同埋救護站同員工宿舍依、這個準備規劃咗做依啲設施嘅咧，就會將會去搬去。而家項目 C 嗰個位置去做重設嘅，咁原先喺項目 C 位置嘅體育中心、社區會堂同埋圖書館準備規劃咗去做依啲設施嘅咧，就將會移去喺熒光幕上依一個位置跨住6A区嘅位置，咁6A咧係一個儲備政府用地嚟嘅。咁為咗實行呢一個重置嘅安排啦，項目 C 嘅用地咧，其實已經改咗去作為政府機構或社區括弧一嘅地帶，亦都將建築物高度嗰個限制咧係修改為不高於主水平基準上160米嘅。而喺呢一個地帶裏邊咧，分層住宅括住政府員工宿舍咧係屬於經常准許嗰個用途。咁佢嗰個照片啦，都睇得到啦。而家個場地咧，主要咧都係一啲空地啊，同埋有部分咧係用作咧係儲物同埋農業用途嘅。咁我哋再睇翻嗰個地圖啦。咁其實咧，準備規劃嘅路嗰度咧，其實咧佢咧嘅東面咧係有條道路去連駁住 D6 同埋將來嘅已經係有嘅港深西部公路啦。咁東面同埋北面啦，即係橙色。呢啲位置咧，其實係一堆已經係規劃咗嘅高密度嘅住宅群嘅啦，係嗰個地積比率都有6.5至6.8倍，同埋嗰個最高嘅建築物高度咧都有160米至180米高嘅。咁喺相關嘅技術評估咧，都證明咗工程上係可行啦。熒光幕上咧都顯示咗最初步嘅發展方案啦，預計會有一座大概係5层高嘅分區消防總局救護站，咁上面咧就會有40层高嘅員工宿舍，咁另外亦都會有一座咧係8层高獨立嘅消防操練塔嘅。咁就住項目 D 啦，都係為咗落實較早之前喺鄉郊及新市鎮規劃小組委員會喺2025年1月24号同意咗一宗12A 嘅申請 YHSK1 嘅，就已經將佢咧 政府机构或社区的地带的建筑物高度限制呢由三层变做主水平基准上50米的，去作擬議重建这个博爱医院杨俊培的护理安老院的。咁而呢个安老院咧重建咗之后咧，系会有一座11层高嘅大楼。咁大楼里边咧系包括一啲新增服务名额啊，护理安老院同埋一啲附属设施嘅。咁我哋睇呢个照片咧，睇到现时咧嗰个场地咧，其实咧除咗个安老院之外咧，咁附近咧都系一啲低矮密度嘅乡村啊、临时构筑物。咁再东边咧就向翻天水围方向嗰边咧。图面呢一边咧，就系咧一啲已经规划咗系高密度嘅住宅发展同埋商业用途噶啦。咁而项目 E 咧，亦都系为咗落实咧乡郊及新市镇规划小组委员会咧就住2023年至2025年度咧对新界区嘅法定图则上指定系综合发展区嘅用地嗰个检讨作出嗰个决定啦。咁已经将咧已经起好嘅平欣园咧系改划为住宅甲类七嘅地带，亦都定明相关嘅总楼面面积咧去反映翻而家落成嘅住宅发展嘅。咁因應我頭先所講嘅項目啦，同埋根據翻最新頒布嘅註釋總表啦，大綱草圖嘅註釋啦、說明書啦，亦都作出相應嘅修訂啦。咁另外咧，我哋都有以下嘅註釋嗰啲修訂嘅。第一咧就係就註釋作出修訂嘅項目 A 啦，就喺說明頁嘅第七段同七段 B 啦，就加入咗綠色運輸系統車站同埋旁邊嘅車柱，同埋一個小型無人機起降嘅設施。提供啦、保养啦、修缮工程系经常准许嘅用途啦。就住注释作出修订嘅项目 C 啦，咁就系喺住宅甲类地带咧，有关喺建筑物最低嘅两层同埋特别设计独立非住用建筑物嘅经常准许嘅用途嗰个注释作出修改嘅。而我哋都亦都就住注释作出修订项目H 同埋 I 嘅，咁就係修订乡村式发展地带嘅注释啦，就係将政府垃圾收集站啦同埋公厕嘅设施咧係由第二栏搬到去第一栏嘅用途，亦都将郊野學習教育同埋游客中心啦加入去第二栏嘅用途嘅。咁亦都喺注释作出呢个修订项目 J 咧，係剔除咗乡村式发展地带里面有关填土填塘同刮土嘅条款嘅。咁就住頭先所講嘅修訂項目啦，咁喺兩個月嘅法定嘅展示期間裏面呢，就頭先所講收到四份申述啦，就係 R1 至 R4 嘅。咁 R1 呢就係元朗區議員提交嘅，原則上呢係表示支持，但係呢就冇具體嘅理由。咁 R2 呢就係一名個別人士反對項目 E 啦。咁而 R3 呢就係一名個別人士呢支持項目 D， 但係呢就反對項目 A、B 一、C， 同埋就住注释作出修订项目嘅 A、C、H、I 同 J 咧，系作出反对嘅意见。咁 R4 咧就系由九龙绿色通道提交嘅，就系对大綱草圖咧提出一般嘅意见，但系咧就唔关乎任何修订项目嘅。咁跟住我会逐一去再讲解申述人嗰个支持同埋反对嘅理据啦，同埋规划署嘅回应。咁首先我哋讲咗支持嗰个申述啦，就住申述地点 D 啦，规划署呢被释咗申述人嘅编号 R3 呢对呢个项目嘅支持。申述人呢系认为呢个重建项目呢系提供到真正有需要嘅社会福利同埋社区嘅服务啦，同埋重建呢个项目呢可以就做到建筑物高度顺减嘅效果嘅。咁至於我而家準備咧，就會講解翻申述項目順次序咁報告翻佢哋嗰個反對理由同埋我哋嘅回應嘅。咁就住項目 A 啦，申述人編號 R3 咧，就認為項目 A 咧係冇提供查閲嘅文件咧去評估翻產業園嘅。咁項目 A 咧亦都冇評估過建築物高度嘅限制啦，同埋相關嘅填土、刮土工程、排水嘅問題嘅。咁我哋規劃署嘅回應咧係包括首先第一咧有關嘅發展限制咧，其實已經喺在於相關嘅小組委員會文件啦。而我哋而家嗰個地帶咧，其實係反映翻產業園最新嘅規劃意向嘅，亦都係為產業園嗰個整體規劃咧，係盡量發揮土地用途嗰個彈性。咁產業園公司咧，亦都會 產業園嗰個總體發展啦，並且咧係向政府提交一個發展工作嘅計劃嘅。咁好似我頭先簡介咁樣講啦，同先前嗰個地帶相比咧，現時嗰個地帶咧係維持相同嘅建築物高度限制，即係主水平基準上110米，係冇作出任何嘅更改嘅。咁自第一張我哋洪水橋嘅分區計劃大綱草圖編號 SHSK1 喺2017年顯看以嚟咧，我哋依一有關的用地一直都是規劃作發展的用途的。而洪水橋新發展區規劃和工程研究一早已經考慮到有關的用地的基礎設施的承載力了，亦都證明到有關的發展密度在技術上是可行的。有待洪水橋下村新發展區第二階段工程完咗之後咧，依一區嘅相關基礎設施啦，包括排水排污嘅系統咧，都會得到改善嘅。咁至於項目 B 一啦，咁新述人編號 R 三咧。覺得咧項目 B 一咧係只係為咗加強依個智慧綠色集體運輸系統嗰個專營項目嗰個財政可行性嘅啫，而去改劃依片用地就欠缺理據嘅。咁我哋規劃處咧就有以下嘅回應啦。咁其實頭先都講解過話，政府咧將會咧就住智慧綠色集體運輸項目咧系統呢個項目咧會進行招標嘅。咁已經初步選定咗依三幅私人房屋用地咧嘅項目咧去提供一個財務嘅資助嘅。咁改劃呢個用地咧，仲有咧係其實可以充分發揮到用地嗰個發展嘅潛力啦，加快呢個淘汰而家現有嘅棕地用途啦，亦都有助增加嗰個房屋供應嘅，亦都會可以支持到推展呢個新發展區裏面嘅規劃咗嘅公共交通網路嘅。咁喺落實相關嘅舒緩措施之後啦，咁其實發展咧係唔會造成無法克服嘅影響嘅。而相關嘅政府決策局同埋部門咧，都對呢個項目咧係唔反對，亦都冇負面嘅意見嘅。咁申述人咧亦都懷疑項目 B 一咧嗰個梯級式嗰個建築物高度輪廓嗰個成效嘅，就覺得將來嗰個發展咧係會對視覺啦同埋空氣流通咧係造成負面嘅影響，產生呢個屏風嘅效應嘅。咁就住申述人呢個反對意見咧，我哋有以下嘅回應啦。咁首先咧，呢個用地咧距離位於將來嘅洪水橋站嘅鐵路物業咧嘅發展咧，大概係有500米嘅，而佢嗰個最高建築物高度咧係限位主水平基準上180米，而佢附近嘅住宅發展咧，都有最高建築物高度咧係主水平基準上140至175米不等嘅。咁而我哋而家項目 B 一嗰個用地嗰個高度咧120米 MPD 咧，係會從洪水橋嘅市中心啦，向依個用地嘅邊界咧係順幹住，成為一個梯級式嘅建築物高度輪廓嘅一部分嘅。咁就同周邊嘅已規劃咗嘅發展環境咧，係並非唔相協調嘅。咁而相關嘅緩解措施啦，咁圖面上我哋都見到啦，咁咧就見到咧，其實咧我哋咧都有一啲高低有致嘅建築物高度啊，低矮嘅建築帶啊，有三條啦，咁亦都有樓宇後移啊、建築物間距啊、平台後移啊，同埋頭先 B 二講嗰啲加闊咗嘅道路同行人路嘅。如果呢啲落實嘅話咧，預計咧個發展咧係唔會對周邊地區視覺啦同埋空氣流通咧造成一啲負面嘅影響嘅，而相關嘅政府部門咧都對項目 B 一咧係冇負面意見嘅。至於項目 C 啦，申述人編號 R3 咧嘅反對理由咧，就係覺得嗰個項目咧主要係增加咗土地嘅收益，就唔係優先去為當區咧係嘅社區受惠嘅，亦都冇提供到足夠嘅資料咧去評估翻規劃區6 A 嘅用地咧係是否適合用作嗰個重置體育中心、社區會堂同埋圖書館嘅。咁我哋有以下嘅回应啦。咁项目 C 咧，其实咧系的确系落系为咗落实重置翻原本规划区34E区嘅北面 一个位置嗰、那个原本规划做分区一、个消防总局同埋救护站同埋员工宿舍嘅。咁但係呢就係、是、较早之前呢有一宗规划申请呢已经批咗去移作做一个私人住宅用途呢去配合返洪水桥片区嘅推行。咁所以今次项目师呢就将原本嗰啲消防局同埋救护站个员工宿舍呢就搬设到项目师呢个地而家呢个地点喺南边嘅啫。咁而原本项目师规划咗做嗰堆教育中心体育中心社区会堂同图书馆呢係将会移去 6A 红色框呢一个位置嘅。咁而 6A 区呢就係、是、一个指定嘅政府预留用地呢係个用途呢係以便呢係有需要时係应付呢个不可预知嘅政府用途嘅。咁所以而家呢其实 6A 区呢一度呢其实附近呢亦都有啲已经规划咗同埋现有嘅住宅发展项目啦。亦都有现时亦都连接咗橙色嗰啲单车径路线啦。其实呢一区呢呢、这个位置呢更加受惠于呢新发展区完善嘅道路啦同埋单车径网路同埋而家现有嘅公共交通服务㗎啦。咁因为而家呢个 6A 区呢其实已经系政府机构或社区地带㗎啦。咁今次政如果搬迁呢啲政府设施去到 6A 呢系无需要修订大纲图嘅。而呢一个意见呢各个部门同埋决策局呢都冇负面嘅意见。咁就住申诉人啦亦都指出呢嗰、那个发展设计嗰个详情啦不足啦而嗰、那个宿舍嗰个单位呢个平均面积呢系700平方米就超出咗嗰、那个标准房屋个面积就唔系一般人负担得到嘅。我哋规划处呢就都有以下嘅回应啦。咁其实呢根据我哋做咗嗰个初步发展方案啦咁、那个擬議发展呢系提供480个员工嘅单位啦咁其实系采用平均70平方米做一个单位面积去做一啲技术嘅评估嘅。咁其实之后呢亦都会根据呢详细嘅设计嗰个规定呢去作出改变嘅。咁而以员工嗰、那个住宿呢嗰、那个宿舍呢係为咗配合呢消防署日后嗰个运作需要嘅。咁都系属于政府设施嘅一部分。咁就有啲有别于呢喺市场出售嘅私人住宅嘅。咁而相关嘅政府部门呢都冇反对嘅意见。咁至於項目 E 啦咁我哋都收到申述人編號 R2 就認為現時我哋改咗嗰個建築物高度呢係相比喺附近嘅用地呢較為低咁呢就建議呢將建築物高度個限制呢同其他嘅發展用地呢係保持一致即係將佢調高返去主水平基準上160米嘅。咁我哋其實想回應返啦咁申述人呢嘅回應嘅個意見啦咁其實項目 E 呢係為咗落實較早之前小组委员会嗰个决定去反映翻2018年已经落成咗嗰个平欣园噶啦，而平欣园咧最高嗰个准许建筑物高度咧系为主水平基准上110米嘅，咁现时咧亦都冇计划去做重建啦。咁如果要进一步增加佢嗰个高度咧，嗰个建筑物高度咧系需要进行技术嘅评估去作支持噶。咁就住注释作出个修订项目 A 同 C 啦咁申述人编号 R3 呢个反对理由系呢嗰啲小型无人机嗰个起降设施呢系会带嚟污染啦亦都会引起安全同埋私隐方面嘅问题会影响附近嘅民居啦亦都会把公众嘅休憩用地呢系商业化咗嘅。咁亦都R3 啦都认为呢豁免呢个地面嘅泊车设施呢作为一个计算地积比率同埋总楼面面积呢系会促进到啲地面泊车同时呢亦都对街道上嘅视觉同埋空气流通呢系产生一啲负面嘅影响嘅。咁我哋嘅回应呢就係首先呢就住无人机嗰个修订呢其实係符合返政府推动低空经济发展嗰个政策嘅。咁就重量为150公斤或以下嘅小型无人机呢其实係将嗰个操作呢係遵守呢个小型无人机令第448G 章嘅规管啦。咁小型无人机嘅操作呢亦都必须要遵守其他嘅法例同埋其他政府部门所在嘅規例同埋指引嘅。咁 就住注釋作出修訂項目C咧，就係為配合2025年施政報告嗰個政策嗰個措施，就係加快嗰個發展啦，同埋減低嗰個建築成本嘅。所以豁免個計算係不超過兩層嘅地面嘅停車場嘅總樓面面積嘅。咁如果有任何建議方案咧嘅建築物高度咧係超出咗現時大綱圖嗰個限制咧，係需要提交規劃申請向城規會取得規劃許可嘅。而就住鄉村式發展地帶的註釋作出修訂的項目 H 和 I 咧，申述人的編號 R3 咧就認為加入政府垃圾收集站同埋公廁嗰啲設施咧，喺第一欄咧係會影響公眾的監視依一啲設施的位置同埋設計，亦都覺得加入依、這個郊野學習教育同埋遊客中心喺第二欄用途咧係會。鼓励滥用呢啲新界豁免管制嘅屋宇政策啦，会令到嗰啲发展咧系出售俾外人嘅。咁我哋咧有以下嘅回应啦。咁首先咧，相关嘅修订咧系同城规会最新颁布嘅注释总表咧个内容系相符嘅。咁根据现行嗰个做法啦，相关嘅政府部门啦，譬如卫生署咧，会视乎嗰个情况咧，就住提供有关嘅设施咧，去会咨询当区嘅居民啦、区议会啦，同埋乡事委员会嘅。同埋咧，亦都见到近年咧乡村游览啦，同埋參觀嗰啲活動咧，係非常之普及啦。咁如果佢擺喺將嗰個郊野學習教育同埋遊客中心咧擺喺第二欄用途咧，係配合翻依一啲用途嗰個需求，係都屬於係恰當嘅，同最新頒布嘅註釋總表咧係一致嘅，亦都為咗確保翻依啲用途咧係唔會對周邊嘅地區咧造成影響啦。有關嘅用途咧係必須取得城規會嘅規劃許可嘅。咁至於註釋修訂項目 J 啦，咁申述人編號 R3 咧，對於依一個項目咧係作出反對嘅，個理由咧就係話會減少鄉村式發展地帶裏面嘅美化使用設施嘅。咁咧我哋有以下嘅回應啦。咁鄉村式發展地帶咧，其實咧主要咧係預算作依個發展嘅用途啦。咁鑑於咧新發展區嘅發展計劃中已經規劃進行依個基礎設施改善嘅工程噶啦，係會全面解決排水同埋水浸嘅問題，所以咧相關嗰啲刮土啊、填土啊、填塘嗰啲工程咧，係唔會再對區內嘅鄉村式發展地帶嘅環境咧構成嚴重嘅威脅啦。亦都喺公共排水嘅角度而言啦，渠務署咧對今次嘅修訂咧係冇負面意見，亦都剔除依一個條款咧係有助精簡咗規劃嗰個管制嘅。申請人 R3 咧，亦都覺得咧小組委員會個文件中咧得啲好零星嘅細節啦，個附帶嘅證明文件咧個檔案太大，就難以去猶豫翻嘅，咁無法真正做到一個進行一個公眾諮詢，同埋佢都想將嗰個香港規劃標準與準則相關嘅數據咧係分開去提供嘅。咁我哋想指出啦，公众咨询同埋法定圖則咧，已经按照住法定嘅程序同埋既定嘅行政程序咧进行咗噶啦，系为确保嗰个通透性啦。咁其实我哋个分区计划大纲草图啦、注释啦、说明书啦，同埋小组委员会嘅文件同埋相关嘅文件，包括一啲技术嘅评估同埋圖則啦，同埋元朗区政府机构同埋社区嘅设施同埋休憩用地供应表咧，已经摆咗喺城规会个网站上边嘅，市民亦都可以喺办公时间去到规划处度查阅整份嘅资料嘅。至于政府机构同埋社区设施供应方面咧，申述人编号 R3 咧都认为咧呢啲设施咧供应咧一直都唔足够，认为咧北都嗰个规模咧应该配合而家嗰个财政嗰个资源咧去缩减翻，应该保留翻足够嘅政府机构同社区用途咧系预留用地啦，去应付未来嗰个需要嘅。 咁就住新述人嗰个意见啦，咁我哋个回应咧就系、是、首先咧，根据翻香港规划标准与准则同埋相关政策局同埋部门嗰个评估啦，其实元朗区议会嗰个地区内以人口为基础嘅现有同埋已规划嘅社区设施咧，大致上咧已经系可以应付到区内整体嘅人口需求噶啦。而相关嘅部门同埋政策局啦，包括咧医务卫生局同埋社署咧，会审慎监察啦、规划啦，同埋检视翻区内政府机构同埋社区嗰啲设施，咁包括一啲床位啊、诊所啊、健康中心啊，同埋社会设施嘅，咁嗰个供应量嘅，咁其实市营市场咧亦都可以有助应付呢个需求嘅。咁至于关于体育设施啊、分区警署啊，同埋裁判法院咧个供应不足的情况呢，是将由相关的政府部门和机构呢在较大的区域和地区的层面呢去再监察和处理的。咁其实洪水桥现在呢已经有预留了8幅的政府用地呢，是作一些弹性的配合日后一些无法预见的社区需求的了。咁我哋亦都收到 R4 就住分区计划大纲草图提出一啲一般嘅意见啦，咁包括譬如係建议扩阔单车径，同埋喺大纲图上呢就定明单车嘅网路嗰个规划目标同埋有关嗰个实施安排。咁我哋想讲返啦，其实大纲图呢係一个概括性质嚟嘅，而洪水桥下村新发展区呢已经係计划备设咗足够嘅新嘅单车径啦，同埋行人网路啦，亦都系符合咗香港规划标准与准则同埋相关嘅决策局同埋部门嘅要求噶啦。咁就住我啱啱所讲综合以上嘅申述嘅回应啦，同埋评估啦，咁规划署咧系备悉 R1 同埋部分 R3 表示支持嘅意见，同埋 R4 嘅意见嘅，而规划署咧就不支持 R2 同埋部分 R3 嘅申述，认为咧系不应顺应呢啲申述咧去修订分区计划大纲草图嘅，请委员考虑。
好，咁而家我哋去嗰个申述嘅环节啦。我哋今日有一位嘅申述人 ，Miss Mary。
Hi, good morning. I suppose I should be happy that because I support the POCOI, I'm actually going to get R3 is going to be in noted instead of the usual. Now.Once again, many of the supporting documents have been bundled together into a 990-plus page file, crashed home computer, no directory provider, tried to print out HKPSG data that is always on the last pages at office, but could not connect. Consequently, members of the public had only the sparse details provided in the 20-page paper and some sketchy plans and confusing images. Certainly not a genuine public consultation. I had to request that the HKPSG data be forwarded separately. The data provided with today's meeting provides merely some meeting minutes, maps and the HKPSG again. This is disturbing, as the RNTPC meeting was held on the 27th of February. Now, since then, we've got 8 new members. So have you beensitting down and reading through the 990 pages? I hope so. But you weren't present at the meeting where the other original details were approved. So, you know, there's a certain element of doubt here. Now, and they may not be familiar with the issues. This issue was again sidelined in the responses. Providing data in a format that is not downloadable on more...modest home devices is not a genuine public consultation. Now, response. To assist members of the public, hard copies are available for public viewing at the planning counters of Plan D during office hours. Yeah, so you come in all the way from Hung Shui Kiu or somewhere, get a day off work to spend your time in here, and then look through 990 pages. And you have to pay to have photocopies. And you don't have the facility of going back...again and again, if there's something you want to check up or something like that. Totally unacceptable. TPB gets away with this travesty only because it is no longer possible for an average citizen to take legal action. Now, do the investors in our techno park and all this know the low level of tech we have, you know, within the system, that, that we normal citizens cannot even access consultation papers. That might be a wake-up call for them. Now, item A, Industry Park. The development has been bulldozed through. Any objections will be brushed aside. So trying to get one's head around the details without access to the supporting documents was a waste of time. No way to assess what impact the very long 110-wall effect will have on the views of the green background and the drainage issues associated with excavating and filling in a considerable amount of slopes. Now, the original port backup zoning would be predominantly low-rise. Now, again, the issue was sidelined. No images provided. Reference to a previous approval is unacceptable, as each product has an individual layout. That the government has set up the park company is certainly no guarantee of an acceptable outcome. The height is not the only issue. There are many other issues. No indication that any of the relocated operations that are now digging up agricultural land and recreational land and open space all over the place will return to this industrial park. Now, B1, reference to stepped height is ludicrous. Casadoras, 6 floors, Parkview Gardens, 3, they'll be walled in, with both ventilation and penetration of sunlight limited to a few hours every day, also incompatible with the surrounding villages. From 6 floors to 120 MPD is one almighty step. Others would call it wall effect. Again, the impact is downplayed. This is definitely not genuine stepped. Now, item C, another example of musical chairs, whereby the proposed layout of the area has been manipulated to maximise land revenue instead of prioritising land use for community benefit. So very little data was provided. Now, the average size, 700 square feet, is much larger than the homes average middle-class citizens can afford. Response, its nature is different from private residential developments for sale in the market. This does not explain why government workers are provided with larger homes than the general public. The units at the latest URA development in Matawai are only 45 square metres. They've been shrinking. Most recent approved private developments are of a similar size. Now, this was originally reserved for a sports centre, a community hall and a library, relocated to 6A, government reserve to cater, blah, blah. Now, this time, I couldn't get the map before, but now this time we have a little map. Oh, can I have some large enlargement on this? It looks very small. Oh, no, it looks all right there. Now, 6A. What do I see? It's not even 50% the size. So not only has it been shoved out, it's also shrunk. It's only half the size of what it previous was. So again, this is, you know, the government, the community being shafted, as to put it bluntly. This wasn't addressed in the responses. Why is it not the same size as what was originally promised? Obviously, we're only going to get 50% of the community facilities we were originally promised. Perhaps some member would like to ask about that. Now, item D, Kehoa. This is the first time I've seen an application that actually provides no-frills community services that is urgently required. It also incorporates a genuine step-down effect. When I compare it to something like the Anglican Church's recent GIC up in Sham Shui Po, where the main focus seemed to be on providing penthouse suites, penthouse flats for the staff. Item E, housekeeping. Now the shortfall, Hong Kong Planning Standards and Guidelines. As usual. Sports Centre. Oh, yep. And we're only going to get 50% of what we were originally promised. That'll probably shrink a little bit more. The swimming pool, this one. Of course, we've got 2 district police stations. What do we need them for? Here we are again, minus 50%. Oh, that's the magistracy. We don't worry about that one. That's not nice. Hospital. Here we are, minus 12% clinic health, childcare minus 53%. Community care minus a whopping 65%, residential care 26%, rehabilitation minus 31%. Okay, and we still get the same all, same all. Oh, you know, sometime in the future. The OZP underlines that the promised facilities will not be provided. Instead, we have another Tinshoi Wai-style development, commercial and residential with inadequate community services. Members should carefully consider the data that indicates significant shortfalls in many facilities. It is alarming that the provision of essential community services is hijacked by financial considerations. If the government can't afford to provide basic services, then the North Metropolis plan should be downsized to a dimension that is within the current capacity of the Treasury. In addition, GIC sites intended to serve future community needs are already being purloined, leaving little land to address the many deficiencies, never mind some space to address the needs of future generations. Now, the bicycle path, I ran that through translation, and that was very interesting. I hope you members have read it, and yet it's been brushed off. Now, here we have again, I fully support it. It's the sort of community input and local intel that has been stripped from the planning process, because where are the district councillors? Where are the LegCo members? We haven't seen any since for the last 3 or 4 years, since we had people who used to really represent us and come and fight for the community and put forward the views. The covering notes, repair of the, those manned aircraft. So we're going to be sitting in the park and somebody wants a Coca-Cola and they're too lazy to get up and off their asses and go up to the stand and get it. So you're going to have these things buzzing over your head. Strong objection is this would effectively allow commercial activities to take over our parks. Having low-rise drones, etc., operate freely on common areas would generate noise pollution, create hazards. Our parks are already being walled in, so at least the sky should be kept clear. Schools, another area of concern. Sensitive areas of high ecological value must also be protected from intrusion and exploitation. Beaches also, with advances in technology, would soon have unregistered mainland tour groups flying in tents and other gear. It's only a matter of time. Response, the craft is governed by legislation, does not address the issues of disturbance and intrusion on privacy. Revision of notes, freestanding purpose design on MSN. The underground parking, strong objections, response does not address issues. The community interest has been sacrificed so the developers can make more money. Lower construction costs have no bearing on the price of units, which is dedicated by location, location, location. Okay, you pay for the location. Nothing to do with what the developer paid to build it. After all, building the tower here or building down there, there's very little difference between the construction costs, except maybe the chuck in some marble, you know, things in the kitchen. The refuse collection object, column 2, ensures that the utility is subject to public scrutiny and location and design are not intrusive, too bulky or an eyesore. Field study object, planning intention of V-Zone to provide family homes for Indigenous villagers. Oh, yeah, but now they're going to be subdivided units under the new relaxation. The proposed amendments encourage the already rampant abuse of NTEH policy, which has resulted in most of the recent developments being actually units for sale to outsiders and will be abused to justify the developments of commercial operations under the guise of service centres. And then the deletion of the mark for the remarks for the V-Zone, strongly object. There are a number of existing ponds within the V-Zones, and this now means that there's no longer any need to look at them. Some of them add character to the village. We keep talking about, bringing in the tourists to see our natural way of life and, bring them to the little old villages and all that, and then take away what made them the villages they were, which quite often it was the pond or some other local attraction that's now going to be filled in under this relaxation. This is not, and they admitted it, Plan D admitted it, it's all about streamlining. All about streamlining. Nothing about what is good for the community, what is beneficial, what makes Hong Kong a better place, what makes it a nicer place to live in, what's going to make it appealing to all these talents who are going to come in, you know, when they're roaming around the new territories? No, streamlining and saving the developers' money. That's the bottom line now. The OZP will be approved. It's already clear. So we're actually engaged in what is merely a box-ticking exercise. Thank you.
好，咁睇下有冇委員有提問。係，係咪 CM？ 係。
多謝主席。咁啊，因為剛才申瑞仁都提過幾點啦，咁佢又話叫我哋問啊嘛，咁我就有啲我都問一問啦嚇。咁就關於個地點 C。有部分的設施就要搬咗去個地點 6A 嗰度，咁佢就話個大細就相差好遠啦，咁可唔可以即係都專員都講一講實際嘅情況係點樣咧？嚇，呢個第一點啦。第二咧，咁佢亦都有提過咧，就係話關於個西 A 嗰度咧，就冇即係缺乏一啲可以供查閲嘅文件，就可以評估即係洪水橋產業園個發展咁樣嚇，咁就剛才都聽到專員講，就係個意思就係喺過去嗰個 RNTPC 嘅文件裏面都有噶啦，咁樣嚇。咁即係其實，不過我都想再問一問，即係除咗嗰度之外咧，其實市民係咪都喺網上都係容易揾得到相關嘅即係資訊咧？咁樣嚇，即係唔係淨係一定要喺個 RNTPC 嘅 paper 裏面啦？因為佢嘅意思係話嗰篇 paper 好長嚇，佢好難揾咁樣嚇。咁呢個第二個問題啦。咁第三嗰個咧就係啲可能技術少少嘅問題啦，就關於個西 B 嗰度咧，就我都再睇翻嗰個空氣流通嗰樣嘢啦。咁就喺文件即係上一次嘅 RNTPC paper 裡面嘅文件咧，就有個 AVA 嘅 report 嘅嚇。咁裡面咧就我再揾翻出嚟先嚇，有個頁數嘅係啦。就在文件裏面的第十頁 Figure 7，如果是我們看這個即 Convene 這個大的 paper 裏面，就是802頁裏面的。啊，那就這個的 Figure 是講什麼呢？就是找回這個地點相應那個叫做 RAMS model 哪一個的 grid points， 就是那個的網格點，然後再提取翻呢模式裏面嗰個風場嚇嚟做一個 assessment 咁樣嘅嚇。咁不過我就留意到咧，就嗰個畫嗰幾個 building 啦嚇，即係呢個4 B 1到4 B 3咧，就似乎係畫歪咗嚇。你見到佢嗰個紅色嗰啲線咧，就係橫跨咗呢個青山公路嘅嚇，咁啊唔應該嘅嚇。咁呢個即係我相信都係畫歪咗嘅，咁但係因為咧，佢係攞呢個圖嚟揾邊幾個 grid point 嚇，咁所以我嘅問題就係、是、最緊要就係嗰個 grid point 係咪都揾啱咧咁樣啦？呢、這個就係即係緊要嘅嚇。咁咧就我諗都係問呢幾個問題先啦嚇，唔該。
好，會唔會先請專員？如果有需要，可能阿 Ben 幫一幫手。頭先講嗰個 grid point 嗰個 issue 係。專員先啦，
係就住第一個問題，關於 item C 嗰度咧，其實我哋都想澄清翻嗰個 site area， 即係話嗰個地盤嗰個面積。而家係頭影片睇到啦，右上角呢一個圖裏面啦 ，C 嗰度咧指住咧，其實係三十四 E 區裏面嘅南邊嘅部分，唔係整個三十四 E 區嘅。咁呢一個南邊部分咧，其實個面積咧係我哋喺個文件度講到咧，係大概 0.83 個公頃啦。但係實際上佢用到嘅地方咧，其實只係大概 0.62 公頃，大概0.63公頃嘅啫。因為其實佢西邊咧，其實有一個係美化使用地帶咧，喺港深高速公路側邊嗰度咧，其實側邊嗰度咧，其實係有一個美化使用地帶咧，係佢係用唔到嚟做發展，所以實際上佢嗰個面積咧就係0.63公頃，而佢將會搬去嗰個地方，即係投影片上面嗰、那個圖裏面指住 6A 紅色嗰個地方咧。而家我哋大概睇到嘅面積咧，大概係0.75公頃嘅，所以實際上佢搬過去嘅時候咧，嗰個面積實際上嗰個用到嘅地方咧，可能係實際係仲會大咗嘅。呢個第一點啦。 咁就住嗰啲文件嗰度咧，其實頭先同事都有解釋過咧，其實我哋所有嘅文件咧都係喺翻個公眾咧係可以攞到咧，包括喺網上啦，或者喺規劃署嘅一啲我哋叫做一啲inquiry counter 亦都可以睇到呢啲文件，亦都可以係攞到係一個 public document 嚟嘅，係冇問題嘅。另外就要產業園嗰度咧，其實咧我都同發展局都了解過啦，其實產業園裡面嗰啲關於產業園嗰啲運作啊，或者佢個產業園公司嘅成立咧，其實都喺立法會裡面一啲文件度咧，亦都係解釋得好清楚，都係啲公眾文件咧，都係公眾咧可以隨時係可以攞到嘅。咁就住頭先講個 grid point 嗰度，或者 Ben 可唔可以解釋到？
我哋講翻咧，就係咧，我哋咧會係就住嗰個地盤咧，去做翻一個即係研究，就係、是、究竟咧個地盤會唔會咧就住將來個發展咧，會影響到將來嗰個空氣流動啦。咁其實主要咧都係睇翻咧即係其實頭先嗰個big point 咧，可能主要就係睇翻咧嗰個係圖片入邊咧building 嗰個位置啦。咁至於其他啲好啲係咧 base map 嘅位置，可能有時咧會有啲偏差嘅偏離嘅，係嘛？咁就另外就我哋都做過研究啦。咁就對於附近，其實主要咧，其實睇翻附近咧，我哋有幾條大路嘅，就係、是、洪水橋田心路啦、洪基路啦，或者田下路啦，或者其實亦都洪儒路、洪亮路，其實都係咧附近有啲路咧，其實係可以幫助到咧附近呢個地盤咧有個空氣流動嘅即出進度嘅，咁所以咧，我哋其實我哋嘅技術團隊咧就顧問亦都研究過之後咧，亦發現咧，其實做完呢、這個我哋將來嘅規劃或者係嗰個建造之後咧，其實係對附近嗰個周邊嗰個空氣流動咧係冇即一個不良嘅影響咯。唔該曬曬陳。
系，多谢。其实我问题就呢、這个我明嘅，而系话即系正话拣嗰几个嘅 grid point 咧，会唔会因为个图歪咗而拣咗隔篱啫？
喂，唔会嘅，系啦。
系Sandy， 跟住阿 Ben， 系。
唔该，主席。我谂我今日都系问翻啲比较大脑啲嘅问题啦，因为就先可能都有好多好知趣嘅一啲嘅意见喺里边。但系新瑞麟今日咧有特别讲到，就系话当我哋去睇嗰个规划嘅时候，或者当我哋去设计嗰个图嘅时候咧，我哋系咪越做越差？系咪即系冇谂到嗰个规划嘅效果？系咪令到呢个城市系更加吸引？又或者是令到这个城市或者这个地区是更加宜居、我想可能这个很大路问题 请专员去答一答、这个是第一，因为我想我们现在在不同的阶段里面、由最大的那个图去怎么去处理，到现在有一些小的 amendment， 这些过程的里面，其实在这个过程里面，我们还是不是可以去 upgrade， 或者是不是还可以改善这个设计呢？因为只是硬崩崩地看得到有些地方我们要变，有些地方可能要加高，有些地方要转，那就算了。我想我请专员解解啦。第二咧就係、是、我都想睇翻個 GIC table 嘅，即係新瑞人就先都有提到個 GIC table。咁當然喺當中有唔同嘅 facility 係缺陷啦，咁但係我諗我最想問嘅咧就係、是、當我哋今日話嚟緊香港人口係會越嚟越老化，而喺個 GIC table 裏面咧，亦都見得到有好多嘅老人嘅設施咧係缺陷嘅，亦都係一啲大量嘅缺陷。我想問一下，其實專員，我哋喺今日雖然我哋呢啲嘅 amendment 冇特別係去處理老人嘅設施，咁但係喺可見嘅將來，或者喺規劃裏邊，我哋係點樣去彌補，或者係點樣去補足呢啲嘅缺陷咧？嚇，呢個第二啦。第三咧，其實我都好樂見嘅，我哋嘅planning standard 咧係不斷係有改變嘅。譬如我哋由以前冇呢個老人設施嘅嘅一啲嘅 standard 啦，到今日咧我哋有啦，亦都喺過去我哋都特別有講到，就係話我哋呢個城市嘅發展點樣去處理一啲可能喺 mental wellness 嘅地方嚇。咁而家我哋嘅 standard 裏邊亦都會加咗呢個 mental wellness 嘅一個 standard 喺裏邊。咁但係 mental wellness 嗰個 integrated community center 咧都係缺陷嘅。咁我想問翻專員啦，當我哋話呢個洪水橋區 或者呢、這個區係會有咁多發展嘅時候，我哋點樣處理去製造一個良好嘅社區？而呢個良好嘅社區嘅時候，我哋又點樣去處理一啲可能 mental wellness 嘅 issue 咧？嚇，唔該，專員。
係，專員。
係就住大家問題點樣做一個良好嘅社區咧？其實洪水橋下村新發展區其實都是一個好長嘅背景啦。之前亦都做過一個好長嘅規劃同埋工程研究啦，經過三輪嘅諮詢咧，我哋先做咗一個大綱圖呢一個土地用途嘅框架出嚟嘅。其實咁當然隨住經濟嘅發展啦、市場嘅發展啦，同埋政府政策一路不斷改變啦，亦都我哋要對接翻國家個15規劃啦。其實我哋喺洪水橋呢個定位咧，亦都係之前嘅我哋叫做區域一個經濟或者文化中心咧，亦都改咗嘅啦。其實已經係我哋做一個叫高端專業服務同埋物流樞紐啦。咁希望咧喺個產業方面咧，係著重多啲關於專業服務啦，同埋物流啦，同方便咧，其實咧係服務翻成個香港啦，甚至係國家嘅咁樣。咁成個洪水橋個規劃咧，其實當然係我哋係個大綱係喺度啦，但隨著政策的改變，其實我們也要對接回15規劃啦，咁樣其實我們都是要不斷去做一些微調的。其實咁其實過往呢，其實係好多次嘅情況之下呢，洪水橋嘅規劃呢都做咗啲微調，包括呢我哋增加咗一啲公共或者係一啲私營房屋嘅發展密度啦。我哋亦都係做咗，而家我哋又有片區啦，亦都又有產業園啦。其實我哋種種嘅一啲改動呢，其實呢雖然睇嚟呢就好似好微小咁，實際上呢其實呢係作為成個香港嗰個發展或者北都嘅發展呢，都係一個平衡嚟嘅。雖然有個人口係有可能係相對上係一路不斷增加啦，翻喺洪水橋度，但係其實我哋係喺做個規劃嘅時候咧，我哋一路已經係同翻相關嘅政策局啦，同埋部門咧都有一個好緊密合作啦，就盡量喺所有嘅設施，包括交通啊、出行啊，甚至係一個譬如社區頭先講嘅 GIC facilities 啊咁樣。open space 所有其他配套設施咧，我哋都盡量係滿足翻洪水橋新發展區裏面增加人口啦，同埋改變嗰個規劃咧，嗰個相應嗰個要求嘅。咁就住阿 Sandy 第二個同第三個問題，我一平答啦。其實老人設施同埋呢個譬如 mental wellness 呢啲咁樣嘅社會福利設施咧，首先我想講第一點咧，就係話我哋而家洪水橋或者我哋睇嗰個 GIC table 啦，其實咧睇翻成個總人口咧，其實講緊1,610,000嘅。呢、这、一個咧，其實咧係成個元朗區議會個範圍嗰個人口啦。咁但係實際上而家元朗區議會個人口咧，其實只係得60多萬嘅啫。所以有成1,000,000嘅增長喺未來嘅時間裏面。咁可能呢個係講緊10年，就係講緊20年，即係比較長遠啲嘅一個增長嚟嘅。咁所以其實好多我哋係做一個規劃嘅時候咧，我哋係用一個叫做根據一個香港規劃標準與準則啦，咁其實呢個規劃標準與準則咧，其實咧都係好多部門同埋政策局俾我哋一啲標準咧，或者一啲考慮咧，我哋係規劃署係作為一個部門咧，係去整合翻成套準則咁樣去希望咧所有設施嘅提供咧都可以跟翻呢一個準則可以去提供咁樣。咁就住一啲社福設施咧，其實社會福利署俾我哋嘅準則咧，其實咧或者係咁講啦，都係一個比較長遠啲嘅目標嚟嘅，或者係有一啲其實佢嘅提供咧，都係喺一個比較闊啲嘅一個地理環境裏面去提供翻嘅，就唔係正正為咗屯門區議會咁樣，或者為咗洪水橋一個區咁樣去做嘅。其實咁另外佢哋嘅提供咧，其實咧都係會要睇翻一啲服務嘅要求啦，佢哋一啲政策上面嘅 directive 啦，亦都要睇翻佢哋嘅財政嘅一啲資源啊，或者個其他考慮咧，佢先至可以去預留翻一啲土地啊，或者預留翻一啲樓面面積去做提供呢啲設施啦。咁另外咧，其實呢一、這個規劃署咧，其實亦都係好緊密咁同翻呢啲部門同埋政策局一路去監測住啦，去規劃同埋去複核翻相關而家我哋講緊嘅一啲社會福利設施嗰個提供嘅。咁尤其是其實呢、這、一個過程咧，其實都係一個好 dynamic 咧，亦都係一個長時間嘅過程啦。因為其實人口會轉啦，人口嘅結構亦都會轉啦。咁其實部門或者係佢哋嘅一啲考慮亦都會轉啦。所以我哋一路會睇住啦咁樣。 咁就住嗰個欠缺方面咧，其實係有欠缺嘅，當然。咁但係當然我哋頭先講過，就會我哋一路會睇住啦。另外咧，其實係我哋喺公共房屋裏面咧，其實咧我哋有個政策咧，都係預留咗5% 嘅一啲嘅 GFA 咧，其實係會做翻一啲社會福利設施啦。咁如果喺個表裏面咧，其實有啲係喺呢個階段咧，其實係未反映嘅，因為公共房屋裏面其實實際上嗰個設施咧，其實都未係落實到啦，所以我哋有啲設施雖然可能將來即係會提供嘅，但係喺個表上面咧都係未反映到啦。另外喺個私人市場咧，亦都會睇到我哋最近咧亦都係比較多一啲嘅申請咧，規劃申請啦，無論係16又好，12A 條又好，亦都有啲譬如安老設施啊咁樣咧，其實亦都係透過一個規劃申請咧。去喺個私人市場嗰度係增加個供應咁樣啦，咁所以規劃署其實一路都會係一路睇住呢一個問題啦。其實我哋都會同翻相關部門同政策局一路去緊密合作啦，希望係盡量係喺長遠嚟講咧，都係可以滿足到關於社區服務社區設施嘅一啲需要嘅。
好，Ben。
是唔該，主席。我想就住 R 三嘅申述咧，問一問專員嘅嚇。R 三其中一個申述咧，就係話嗰個 A 一咧就唔係就睇唔到 supporting document 嘅。咁規劃署嘅答覆咧就係話，政府將來咧會成立一家科技園公司啦。咁第時嘅發展咧係由依間科技園公司決定嘅。咁但係問題咧，就嗰個答覆嗰度咧就冇講政府嘅參與啊！我想即係專員用呢個機會咧講一講，就係話將來政府點樣去參與呢個科技園發展咧？譬如話政府會唔會出一啲嘅 design guideline 俾嗰個科技園公司啦？或者科技園公司做咗個 master layout plan 出嚟嘅時候咧？是咪要經過政府嘅批准啊？咁等等咧，咁或者elaborate 多少少啊？唔該，專員，
或者俾發展局嘅代表去回應呢個問題。
係嘅，咁關於產業園嗰度咧，其實政府咧已經成立咗一間產業園公司咧，就將來就會負責去發展同埋營運呢個產業園嘅用地嘅。咁其實政府咧喺呢間產業園公司入邊咧都有好重嘅參與成分，因為其實呢一間公司嘅董事局咧就有包含5位政策局局長啦。咁所以其實我哋發展局局長亦都係其中一位董事嚟嘅。咁而呢一間產業園公司嘅一啲董事局嘅決定咧，係需要咧獲得呢個董事局嘅。其中一位官方董事的同意才可以通过的。所以其实不论是他之后要去作出的一些发展的工作计划，或者是他对于那个用地的一些想法，其实都会在那个董事局上面有一个充分的讨论，还有也都是会获得政府的同意才会再去推展这样的。
好，跟着 Daniel 中，然后 Eric Daniel。
多谢主席。就住新上人 R 三咧提出，即係反對B 一呢一個嘅項目咧，就我有啲嘅問題嘅。咁 R 三咧，佢就質疑，即係用一個嘅改劃嗰個嘅 plot ratio 提升咗咧，個住宅發展嚟到作為一個嘅財務嘅支持。嚟到喺呢個綠色嘅集體運輸系統，咁佢喺呢方面認為咧就即係質疑。咁我想請問專員，用咁樣嘅模式，即係話用土地發展嚟到支持一啲嘅基建項目，喺過往嚟講係唔係一個罕有嘅即係安排？咁有冇一啲？即係過往有冇啲成功嘅例子係用咁樣嘅方法？咁呢個第一個問題。第二咧就係、是、假若唔用即係呢一個嘅安排，呢、這、一個嘅財務嘅支持嘅安排，咁仲有啲乜嘢嘅選項？咁喺呢啲選項當中，最終點解揀咗現在建議呢一個嘅模式？唔該，專員。
是，土台署阿 Ben。
好，多謝委員的提問啦。咁首先咧就係講翻少少背景資料啦，其實洪水橋下村新發展區咧，依家已經係進入緊第二階段啦。咁其實咧之前我哋已經咧做緊開始土地平整，亦都咧將來亦都預計咧係30之後咧，其實咧已經開始有啲新增人口開始搬入噶啦。咁另外咧就係喺元朗南多邊都係嘅，一樣然後有做緊我哋土地平整啦，亦都將來亦都有新增人口通入搬入嘅。咁所以大家可以睇到咧，嚟緊呢個洪水橋下村咧，同埋元朗南咧，其實係極需要一個比較大型啲嘅集體運輸系統啦，去接駁翻當地嘅居民啦，去翻附近嘅即交通嘅節點，例如咧嚟緊嘅屯馬線嘅洪水橋站啦，就喺2030年落成啦，或者係嚟緊嘅即深港洪水橋至前海嘅鐵路嘅站啦，咁亦都係喺2035年會預計啟用啦。咁種種亦都咧就係咧附近亦都有天水圍站啦。咁而需要咧係一啲需要有啲比較大型啲嘅集體運輸系統去連接嘅，而呢個咧智慧綠色集體運輸系統咧就正正係咧係可以服務到咧洪水橋下村新發展區啦，亦都係亦都將來都會去擴建去到咧去到元朗南嗰邊嘅。咁想講翻啦，就係咧喺以往咧，其實喺一啲比較大型嘅即係鐵路項目咧，例如最近大家見到好多嘅例如屯門南延線、東涌線等等咧，其實咧佢哋都採取一個叫做鐵路加物業嘅模式嘅，就係一套因為咧。其實鐵路或者一啲集體運輸系統，大型嘅集體運輸系統咧，係需要投資比較龐大嘅，咁啊需要咧有啲資金差額，即其實我哋會做一個技術評估之外咧，亦都會做一個財務評估嘅，睇下究竟呢個財務係咪可行咧，係咪需要一啲資金上政府需要去支持咧？咁而以往咧頭先提講過嘅，最近有啲或者舊時都有好多唔同嘅成功例子嘅，就係啲鐵路例子，就係會用一鐵路加物業形式啦，去提供。一啲資金差俾嗰啲發展呢個項目嘅機構，等佢哋咧可以喺透過呢個物業嘅發展咧可以得到一啲資金而去發展一啲項目，而係唔需要咧係政府去投入大量嘅資本。咁所以咧，其實我哋都睇過呢個項目咧，其實可以採用翻類似嘅模式，而呢個模式你都可以咧將來你都係可以咧更加去快去推展到呢個項目嘅。咁我哋都睇過咧，就係如果唔係用呢個方法咧，其實係推展項目咧，可能會係延誤啦。頭先講過啦，就係例如我哋洪水橋下村新發展區咧，其實我哋第二期咧已經做緊土地平整啦。咁預計將來咧，2030年咧，其實開始咧陸續之後咧，都會有啲唔同嘅發展會出現嘅。咁所以呢個係需要特別係智慧綠色集體運輸系統咧，我第一期咧已經係今年咧，其實我哋預計咧係會開始招標啦。咁所以係亦都係會需要極之需要咧去提速提效啦，咁就去盡快推展呢個項目嘅。咁而呢個頭先講過啦，我哋用呢個物業嘅方法咧，係亦都係有相當嘅之前舊時嘅例子去做支持，係多謝各位。
好，Eric 跟住咧就係 Herbert， 然後 Rocky 係 Eric。
是簡單兩個問題，一個咧就係而家我哋嘅新市鎮，尤其是北部都區都發展得好緊要啦，如火如荼好多嘢。咁個土地發展，我哋都睇到咧，就係中間會涉及一啲原有居民嘅地方，而且佢哋嘅地方多數係啲低嘅一啲建築嚟嘅。譬如我睇到今次我哋講緊嗰個咧，有個叫金角豪園好似啊，另外一個叫做柏宇花園咁樣圍住喺度嘅。咁我哋而家新嗰批嗰啲咧就比較高嘅，但係圍住喺度嘅。咁我諗呢個係一個未來嘅發展都會遇到呢啲情況嘅，即係原有居民嘅情況。咁呢個協調上面咧，我哋有冇政策點樣咧，同呢啲嘅居民咧，因為影響到佢嘅周圍環境咧，有一個比較好嘅協調。就減少日後爭論，咁我唔知呢個喺今次喺度做成點樣啦？呢個第一點啦，係咪一個好嘅模式？即係我哋要諗點樣處理法。亦都話減少，正話有新上人提就話對我哋周邊環境嘅破壞啊，唔吸引咁樣等等，我點樣做好呢個總體嘅配合，而係改善嘅環境，係發展得更加好咧？呢個第一點。第二點咧，我覺得係一啲機會。我哋上次好似一個會議講過咧，就係好似喺某間大學咧，佢發展得好大嘅地方啦。咁佢嘅未來發展我都提緊，就係嗰個譬如話係一啲對環保影響好大嘅嘢，有冇做有冇機會考慮咧？譬如話喺啲區域性嘅中央製冷 中心系統，因為我哋睇到咧就係喺呢個啟德嗰度咧，啟德嗰、那個運動員嗰度咧，據悉咧，即係我啱裏邊有啲人傾過咧，就係、嗰個中央製冷系統咧，其實佢哋係慳到30%到40%嘅電力啊，其實係，咁我呢個好重要嗰啲嘢，因為而家我諗環保我哋睇到咧，又要發展到咧，全世界都面對一個大問題，就係點樣降温，點樣降温，唔會死，點樣出街冇乜事咁樣。咁所以我覺得個製冷系統一個好緊要，中央製冷系統對環保好 ，efficiency 又高。咁我哋以後考慮啲地方發展嘅時候咧，係咪預早留土地咧，做好曬呢啲咁嘅嘢嚇？即係趁有機會嘅時候嚇、即係上面唔係好多嘢嘅時候，快啲搞好曬嗰個系統。我覺得呢個係一個好緊要嘅嘢，就對我哋嘅生活咧影響好大。咁另外我都提咧，就喺地面上邊都提咗幾次，有機會咧就係、會唔會咧？我哋喺一啲大廈新發展嘅地方，人口多嘅地方，去一啲重要嘅位置，譬如話一啲集體運輸系統嘅過程啊等等咧，嗰條路咧，整一啲環保徑喺度，令到我哋嘅居民啊、使用嘅人咧，就減少呢個日曬雨淋同埋曬等等嘅嘢嚇，上面做環保。咁我哋都係一個好大嘅科創嘅機會嚟嘅，就話上邊點樣？我舉個例，利用光能啊等等咧，吸收個陽光咧。喺嗰啲道路上面咧，係可以有啲光啦，晚上有光啦，或者係太熱嘅時候，天氣咧佢啟動咧一啲吹風系統嚇。而家啲吹風系統就唔使嗰啲線葉嘅，即係比較好嘅啲嘢。咁我一個係一個好大機會嚟嘅。咁所以我就主要提就係第一個環保嘅配合咧。第一就係同現有我哋發展同現有居民嗰、那個住宿住緊嘅環境等點樣配合，點樣做好佢。第二就係喺環保上邊咧，尤其是特別喺嗰個減節上邊，因為我諗嚟緊咧，年年都出現噶啦，而且個問題會越嚟越嚴重嘅啫。其實就係、咁，所以喺嗰個環保減熱呢方面咧，點樣做好佢咧咁樣嚇？我提兩樣嘢啫，唔該曬。
好，專員啦，或者一陣啊，睇下 Ben 可唔可以有啲補充啦。專員先。
係就住同側邊環境嘅協調咧，首先我哋同居民嘅協調咧，其實我哋係嚟城規會之前咧，其實我哋都會去諮詢咗依個相關嘅鄉事委員會啦，同埋元朗區議會嘅。其實佢哋嘅意見咧，我哋都攞到好多啦，都關於呢一個項目同側邊環境嗰個 interface， 我哋係點樣去處理啦？咁實際上咧，我哋喺個設計呢一個方案嘅時候咧，我哋個團隊咧亦都係做咗好多心思咧，都佢哋都留意到側邊有都有啲低矮啲嘅現有嘅建築啦，包括啲鄉村，同埋頭先委員提過嘅金閣豪苑咁樣。咁佢實際上咧，佢喺個設計上面咧，我哋都做咗好多功夫啦，希望咧係同側邊嘅環境係比較融合啦，同埋咧亦都係減低對佢哋嘅影響啦。咁如果係一張圖睇到咧，其實我哋見到綠色嘅呢地方啦，我有三個箭嘴啦，喺個實際上我哋嗰、那個一個我哋嘅個 notional scheme 咧，我哋叫做一個方案裏面咧，其實我哋都設置咗一啲叫 low building zone 啦，即係話比較低啲嘅建築物嘅一啲嘅地方啦。另外都預留咗一啲 setback 啦，啲後移啦，尤其是喺內街嗰度對住金閣豪苑嗰度，我哋見到有啲兩米嘅後移啦。另外有啲道路嘅擴闊啦，我哋見到二啊、三啊呢啲字咧，其實都係講三啊嗰度咧，其實係一個巴士站嚟嘅，嗰度係一個行人路嘅擴闊啦，係沿住呢個田下路啦。另外係做喺個發展裏面，亦都係一啲我預留咗好多我哋叫做 building gap 啦，啲叫做建築物間距啦，希望喺個通風啊同埋個視覺嗰方面咧，係做到一個疏導同埋一個緩解咁樣嘅。所以基本上係由從硬件同軟件方面咧，我哋都希望係同側邊嗰個環境啊同埋居民咧係可以做到一個融合嘅。咁就第二個問題嚟講咧，就係話嗰個區域製冷系統咧，就洪水橋下村新發展區裡面咧。現時咧，亦都係規劃咗一個咁樣嘅製冷系統。其實佢就喺第而家我哋講呢個大學城下邊南邊一個地方咧，我都預留咗個土地咧，係做呢一個區域製冷系統。咁將來呢個系統咧，其實主要都係供應翻一啲譬如商業嘅樓面啦咁樣。咁就住第三個關於個環保徑或者啲用一啲綠色嘅設施，我麻煩土堂署係可以回應，唔該。
我講講咧，即係環保景嗰度咧，其實咧，大家可以知道咧，就係我哋喺洪水橋下村新發展區咧，我哋係會採取咧有啲我哋嘅叫做設計概念嘅，包括咗咧就係我哋係會用城鄉共融啦，即係盡量咧會令到咧從附近嘅鄉村咧能夠喺我哋發展之餘，城同鄉係可以一齊共融之餘咧，我都會引入咧我哋基於自然為本嘅設計概念，我哋英文叫做 nature-based solution， 我哋咧係會咧將我哋 哋嘅即係包括行人徑啦、行人路啦、我哋嘅單車徑咧，我哋會即建設一個好全面嘅行人路、單車徑之餘咧，我哋喺我哋設計嘅時候咧，包括咗附近嘅公園啦、附近嘅河道咧，我哋係會盡量令到咧我哋嗰個環境咧係配合翻附近嘅自然嘅狀況。例如咧，我哋可以知道一就係咧附近例如天水圍河、田心河咧，我哋係會活化佢嘅，將來亦都係咧會咧引入更加多自然嘅，即係我哋通風啊或者其他嘅樹木咧，我哋係會用我哋本地嘅物種咧去盡量去種植。咁除之外咧，其實咧我哋都會用多啲即係唔同嘅元素去加強我哋嘅即係更加環保嘅。例如咧，我哋喺我哋嘅新建部分嘅天橋，即係我睇翻個位置嘅，因為咧我哋新建嘅天橋嘅位置咧，我哋可能會用一啲太陽能板去收集太陽能，而提供翻咧俾我哋咧附近嘅lift 啦，例如我哋嘅升降機啦，其實。我哋可以提供啲電力嘅，但當然啦，我哋睇翻個位置，因為咧大家知道附近可能有樓宇啦，其他嘅阻擋咧，未必太能板明咁適合嘅。咁呢啲我都係會盡量會引入多啲自然為本嘅設計啦，同埋環保概念啊，喺翻我哋洪水橋下村新發展區嘅設計，同將來我哋其他嘅即係新發展區嘅設計嘅。咁多謝各位。
好，Herbert 然後 Rocky，Herbert。
是我想剛才講過，其實是用一個項目去到補貼或者幫助這個園區呢，我覺得其實是很合理的。但是呢就有一點我們可能要注意呢，就是在2023年的時候的 Cyberport， 當其實也是用這個方式的，但要小心的呢就是不要將它變成一個地產項目，即係變成一個係，仲要係豪宅項目咧，令到大家對 Cyberport 呢件事情咧，當其實係質疑嘅。咁後來當然後來 Cyberport 一路做咗好多嘢之後，令到大家嘅觀感改變咗。但係你要嘥好多年先可以改變這種觀感咯，即係咁。所以因此喺招標做呢個項目嘅時候咧，我哋可能要小心啲着眼點，就係唔可以令到呢個變成一個豪宅項目。然之後咧，跟住人哋記得呢個洪水橋嘅項目裏邊咧，就係記得 Cyberport 嗰啲豪宅啦。咁所以洪水橋唔可以即係重蹈覆轍呢件事咯。咁另外我都覺得可以 echo 頭先祖標講個嗰個問題，就係話我哋既然係一個創新項目嘅話咧，喺建立呢一樣嘢嘅時候咧，我哋要令到佢亦都有一個創新嘅元素喺裏面，令到呢個項目更加令到好多人會接受佢咯。再加上咧，就呢個項目本身上同成個區域之間嘅關係唔可以太 isolate 咯，太 isolate 嘅話就會變成咗我頭先講 Cyberport 個問題。當然政府亦都應該吸取咗教訓咧，喺香港 HKSTP 發展嘅時候咧，佢並冇用呢種方法咧再去發展個項目。但係 even 係咁咧 ，HKSTP 旁邊嗰啲豪宅項目咧，好多人時都有人去質疑咧，喂。嗰、那個地方裏面咧，咪有好多嘢分享咗俾隔離嗰、那個，即係幫都有間接幫，但係嗰個間接幫，我覺得係 O K 嘅。但係喺個 Cyberport 嗰個觀感咧，當如果大家記得，大概喺2003年嘅時候，其實個社會反響都係幾大嘅。咁我就覺得呢一點可能即係，我覺得係專員可能要去考慮嘅。
係，其實咧就頭先講咧，依度嗰個產業園區咧，即係嗰個修改個項目係 A 啊，嗬，係咪？就係 A 嗰個咧，就係啲地咧就由政府係俾咗園區去做發展啦。另外咧喺財政支援方面咧，我哋都去咗立法會咧，就批咗100亿嘅起始資金咧俾依間產業園公司嘅。咁所以咧我哋今次咧依一個洪水橋嘅產業園公司，或者我相信其他北都嘅產業園公司咧，都唔會走數碼港嗰個模式，用地產去資助呢個產業嘅。我哋反而就係即係地，我哋就即係用可以話係一個叫做特惠嘅地價啦。其實即係1000蚊好，即係絕對好優惠嘅地價啦，俾咗產業園公司，跟住咧亦都俾咗一筆資金俾佢哋，幫佢哋喺營運嘅初期嘅時候，佢哋唔需要太過即係擔心。咁長遠嚟講，當然佢哋要透過佢哋自己，譬如收租好，或者向落户園區嘅即係產業提供服務去收翻佢哋嗰個收入啦。咁頭先講話另一個修訂嗰個項目咧， 但系同时可唔可以去翻嗰张图？即系你好似一个 L 调翻转咁样。其实咧，嗰啲地咧，系爱嚟提升嗰、那个即系住宅密度啦。但系佢去资助咧，就系讲紧咧嗰个绿色智慧嗰个交通系统吓，即系类似好似我哋而家成日咧头先土木署阿 Ben 都有讲嘅，即系呢个叫做物业加即系铁路嘅模式吓，即系因为起铁路要钱噶嘛，咁点样去俾钱俾譬如港铁去起呢个铁路咧？我哋其中一个方式咧，就系用呢啲咁嘅物业去资助嗰个铁路嗰个兴建，咁所以呢一个即系呢个 L shape 调翻转呢啲咁嘅用地咧，就系其实系爱嚟资助。嗰、那個即係輕鐵嗰個即係發展嘅，就同產業園區就冇關嘅，係啦咁樣。咁頭先啊 Herbert 都有講到創新啦，即係我諗你嘅意思就係即係我哋去做嘅產業園區嗰陣時候，都希望有一啲即係創新嘅元素啦。咁呢個意見我哋一聽到嘅，我哋都好希望即係洪水橋嘅產業園區喺不論講緊嘅招商引資好，去即係吸引乜嘢企業落户好，都係希望係可以有一個即係創新啊，有一個即係持續係有個持續性喺度嘅。咁呢個我哋備。识你嘅意见啦，咁跟住咧就去到 Rocky 系。
好，唔该主席。我谂补充一下阿 Eric 啦，或者系可以放心，洪水桥嗰个区域制冷站咧，系佢会用 DBO Design Build and Operate 嘅模式咧，将会喺今年年内出标嘅，咁会落实到基建先行啊，你放心啊。咁第二样嘢，我就想问一问专员，因为可能头先我听错咗关于系嘅 Item C 嗰度咧。我想了解一下個 lot size 啊，由 6A 個 lot size 總共個 lot size 同埋 34E 南部個 lot size， 因為我見文件上面咧，淨係講咗話關於係消防區域嘅總局同埋個 staff quarters 咧佔咗 0.83 個 hectare， 咁但係原意喺嗰個部分咧係有包括埋 community hall 啊、sports centre 同埋 library。咁喺搬咗時間咧，就淨係講過消防嗰個區域總局同埋嗰個 staff quarters， 咁其餘嗰啲 facility 係冇提過嘅，咁我想了解一下啦，唔該。
係專員，
係我睇翻呢一張投影片咧，嗱 C 嗰個就係我哋而家今次改劃呢一個由 GIC 變到 GIC 1同埋增加咗佢嗰個高度限制，點解咧？其實喺 C 1樓見到係 34E 啦，上面咧白色嗰個地方咧，其實本身咧就係規劃做一個消防局、區域消防局同埋一個救護站同埋一個消防嘅宿舍嘅。咁由於一個片區嘅推行嘅時候咧，我哋咧就將呢一塊土地咧係經過一個16条嘅申請咧，係改劃做咗一個叫私人發展咁樣，所以我哋有需要咧係將呢一個消防局。同埋救護站啦，同埋一啲宿舍咧，去揾一個地方搬，所以我就建議咧，就係搬落去而家 C 指住呢個地方 0.83 公頃呢個地方，就係 C 一 C 呢個改劃嘅項目。咁、那個個消防局啦，同埋個救護站啦，同埋個宿舍咧，就會搬咗嚟 C 呢個地方，而家指住呢個地方啦。咁 C 原本規劃嗰個用途咧，其實就係頭先我哋同事都有講過咧，就係做一個體育館啦、圖書館啦，同埋一個社區會堂咁樣嘅。咁呢一啲設施過嚟將會搬去邊咧？咁我哋都經過一啲諮詢啊，同埋一啲部門同埋政策局嘅一啲商討之後咧，其實我哋就建議咧就搬去而家只要6A紅色呢個地方。咁頭先亦都有委員亦都問過個面積，咁其實呢個面積咧就大概係 0.75 公頃。咁將來咧頭先講緊原本喺 C 規劃咗嗰啲設施咧，就會搬去6A 呢個地方嘅嚇。唔該。
咁即係嗰個消防總局係保留返喺度，
會擺 C， 而家 C 指住呢個土地
係返喺度，係 OK。咁就只係搬呢個 library 同埋 community hall 同埋 sports center 去 6A 咁解係咪？
冇錯，
哦 OK， 明白，唔好意思。
好，仲有冇委員有提問？好。如果冇嘅话，多谢晒政府嘅团队，多谢晒新述人。